want to go over with it because we're going 7 shows per group, so we want to get going by 9 o'clock. So we're going to get white balancing out of the way very soon here, very shortly. A couple things I do want to go over from yesterday, though, and of course I do want to go over the switcher because there's always questions. Even if they ask you if there are any questions, no one responds, and so there are going to be questions. So I'm just basically basing that off a little experience. Overall, like I said yesterday, nice job on a new script for the most part. I mean, again, I was verbalizing quite a bit, you know, making sure, you know, hey, listen, roll tape, check it. Don't take the B-roll till it's ready to go, okay? Sports, news, weather, you know, all that stuff, open and close. You always want to check it, and you're going to get in the habit of doing that. The main reason is because the next script, next week, we got more B-roll. Okay, the following script, we're going to have just about everything's going to have B-roll. The following script, everything will have B-roll. So it's just going to be more and more and more turning into a TV station. But a couple things I want to go through on the switcher, and just to make sure we're all on the same page with, and again, pre-produce. First thing is, if you see it like this, it's basically it's like a computer. It just kind of fell asleep. So just hit any button. It comes back. Okay? Alright, so we're going to be in black, and remember, while we're in black, chroma key and effects, camera one and key bus. Those are your first two steps on your weather setup. You don't have to worry about it then later on down the line. Of course, the setup weather, while we're in black, always a good move to do that. Camera one over to the green wall, make sure you got the person in there in focus, and we got a pretty decent shot of the person, okay? Make sure your iris level is somewhat up, because again, if you're seeing through the person, it could be because your iris level, and you've done everything here, it could be your iris level is a little too high or too low. It could also be a situation where the person is too close to the wall. So keep that in mind in consideration as well, too. But once you have that set up, again, VTR and previewing program, so make sure you have both of these all set up. And then, of course, the next step is background and key one. Now, of course, tape operator, you just need to have anything, any piece of video, okay? Just have anything called up, be open, whatever the case is. And then, of course, what you're doing is using your chroma key hue, gain, and clip. And again, the gain and the clip, for the most part, just and it's the first thing I would do, because we're going to start cold here, right? Bring them both to the left, all the way to the left. And then the hue, try to put it somewhere in the middle. And then the very first thing is when you have a person there, okay, or an orangutan, potentially, in some cases, you have a person over there. Basically, what I would do first is try to use your hue and try to play around with this thing until you actually see some map or some video showing up behind them. Now, maybe a little sketchy, but for the most part, it's there. Okay? You got maybe 70% of your work done, 80% of your work done. You don't want to see it on their face or their skin. You don't want to see it on their shirt. That means everything's kind of inverted. So what we want to do is try to find out where that's going to be. And once you have that set up, then you're going to use your gain and your clip and just barely move this over just a little bit. And then again, sometimes you may see the clip. It's like, okay, I think it's coming into play. And then, I'm kind of losing it. Well, let me go back there. Just leave that there and use the gain and see if that helps. And then at that point, you're just fine-tuning. You're like a surgeon. You're just fine-tuning stuff, okay? And once you have that set, then you're good. Okay, background, all done. Camera 2 in program. Camera 1 back to the desk. And you're all set, okay? So, again, today is a little different story. My job here is, you know, if you need me. So if you're a switcher and you want to say, Tone, how we do this, you know, go through it. Try to figure it out on your own if you want. If you need help, let me know. On that, I'm just going to say it's something that I would advise you doing because it only takes you about a minute. You know, and you got 5 minutes, you know, to play with. Okay. And at this point, camera operators, you know, assistant directors, pretty good at getting camera shots. We're a lot quicker at that than we were even a week ago. So you kind of when you think about it, it's hard to think about this, I guess, because you guys got 5 days a week of this as far as school and different classes. But I mean, let's think about where you were 2 weeks ago with this whole process. You know, 2 weeks, even a week ago, where you were and how much you guys kind of gained as far as knowledge in 2 weeks of live television. Quite a bit. And again, the main thing is with today, we're just going to build on that. Next week's script is very similar to this one, except just a little more B-rolls. We're just building on, just getting you more reps. That's all we're doing, just building reps, okay? All right, so once you have that set up, then you're good. Again, auto transition rate up here, we have fade is going to be set at 30 frames. Your auto trans right now, 17 frames on a dissolve. That's in and out of your full screens. And then your downstream key, if you choose to use it, that's going to be set at 17 frames as well. Something that's, you know, not changed, just kind of reiterating that to you. Okay? Any questions as far as the switcher? Okay? And if it happens to get locked up, let's fade this up from black and ready VTR for chroma key effects, background key, and take the weapon. At this particular point, remember the director's going to say, ready camera 3, okay, because we're going to go back to camera 3 for the kicker story. Take 3, that's cut, background on your own, done. Okay? If it happens to get locked up, let's just say, director says take 3 and you hit background and cut. or there's a plethora of combinations you can do here where this on-air light's still on. That's a problem. Okay? And that means it's either we are locked up on air, or on the next transition, we're going to be locked up on air. So if that does happen, the main thing is hit key one, cut, background. That gets you out of the jam that you put yourself into. Okay, that's if you get into a jam. But again, just hit cut and background. Take three, background, no worries. Okay? Yes?
Would it lock it up to cut and background at the same time?
Potentially, because again, when you're hitting cut, it's instantaneous. Okay. It all depends on what this piece of equipment felt you hit first.
Okay.
Now keep in mind, we're making it a little bit easier because I didn't realize how much of an issue this was. We used to have you dissolve out of the weather. So when you dissolved out of the weather, you know, ready camera three, dissolve camera three, you hit auto trans, it would take 17 frames. You know, you hit auto trans, you actually have to wait for the transition to end and then hit background. Man, I tell you what, we probably cut down to about 20-25% of the lockups out of weather. Because cut is bam, it's instant. You don't have to wait. Cut back. Right. So that's kind of what we're looking at on the switcher. Okay? Any questions on the switcher? All right. And again, keep in mind, I'll be behind you too while we're going through this thing. A couple other things before we start white balancing here, guys. Audio was much better. Rundown sheets were used a lot more. We did have some mic flips here and there, but not as many. I mean, I think we cut that down to about 75%. Hopefully that continues. Have a rundown sheet with you. The main thing you want to do, again, here at the end, when the director's saying 5, 4, 3, and this is finishing off the show, main thing audio is you have your fader bar number 11, okay? Turn that on quick. Make sure you're looking at the program monitor. So when the director says fade to black, okay, that's one thing, but you got to make sure we're fading to black. But when you see the picture fading out, audio, number 11, bring it on down quick. Okay, because again, a lot of people are just forgetting about that. Either you're talking to your teleprompter operator or just not paying attention. Okay. So you want to make sure we take care of that because you get 15 points. Make sure your phone is off, I assume, if you're turning the phone on. Okay. Good deal. I'm a nice guy. Okay, good. All right. Another thing also, too, here, guys, is CG operators. Get the last names, man. I hate to say it, but move the ass. Let's get out there and get the last names if you don't know who they are. Okay. What I don't want you to do, and it's on you, but I don't want you being a lazy person. Okay. Lazy person means, oh, I don't know what their names are. Let me have someone else do it. Don't. Out of there and go get it, okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now, no one's going to call you back if you can't, you know, walk the 19 feet to do that, all right? So it's one of those situations where, again, it's I can't stress that enough. Hard workers, professionalism, that is really a key because it's lacking so much these days. And I can tell you story after story and spend the next 4.5 hours telling you examples of those and bringing people that work here and tell you examples of those. But we can also tell you the good stories as well, too. So, like I said, you take care of your business, you take care of the details, you follow directions, you've already cut 30-40% of your competition right out the window. Hard work and motivation, too. Of course, motivation means you want to do this. You know, everyone's motivated because they want to do something. So, and hopefully this is it. One other thing here, too, as far as just the shows themselves. Now, again, we had a pretty smooth day yesterday. One thing I just want to make sure we're on the same page with is making sure that, now again, it's always good when you start getting a little comfortable. I can already tell some people are getting pretty comfortable with what's going on. That's a good thing. Okay, that's a really good thing. Because I'm telling you right now, when you're in a production setting, and you're a freelancer, and you're, you know, whatever, at a game or at an event or whatever the situation is, you're a camera operator, it is it's a nice situation to know you have camaraderie with the folks that you're with, okay? You can goof around, you can joke around, but everyone knows when we need to get to business. Okay, that's always a good thing because you feel comfortable with what's going on. And sometimes you're going to go to those productions, and like I said, they'll give you a couple little things to do, get out there, and you'll learn on the fly, and you're completely lost for a while until you catch up. One thing that I notice here once in a while, and again, this is the minority of folks, not the majority, but the minority can kind of screw it up for the rest. You know, again, it is one of those situations that, you know, you get comfortable with stuff, which is good, but typically, I can make bets with fellow instructors and say, okay, what do you think? Week three, week four is where we're going to get goofs. Okay? What do I mean by that? Sometimes people, they get comfortable with stuff, and then, of course, they just kind of like to slack. Okay? They kind of get a little goofy. Okay? Sometimes the talent, you know, they'll end a story and kind of do this. You know? and we can see it coming from weeks away. But what that tells me and what that tells a lot of folks around here is, okay, they're getting comfortable with stuff, but yet they don't want to make the next move, okay? Make the next move, meaning fine-tune it, get better at it, okay, whatever it is, teleprompter talent, just get better at it. Because therefore it makes the transition when we raise the stakes up every single week, it makes it that much better. We never want to have people say, okay, I'm comfortable with it. I got to this step. We're comfortable. Let's just kind of hang. Okay? Oh, be comfortable with it. That's good. Fine-tune it. Make it look better. Okay? And therefore, then we're ready to learn something else for the following week. We're ready to, you know, raise the ante a little bit. Okay? So just make sure of that as we kind of go through. We don't want to settle. All right? We just want to make sure we keep on building on that. Because, again, you're doing in 8 months what a lot of people do in 4 years. We got to move. We got to move. So therefore, you're ready to roll once you get out of here. All right. Any questions on anything before we get going? The agenda today is getting hopefully seven shows in a piece. If everything goes according to plan, that should be last show maybe around 12:30. Okay, bless you. 12:30 last show. And then a couple things as far as teardown, which I'm hoping to get to, but we'll get to that a little later. Teardown, we already talked about. Teardown went fine out there. I just didn't discuss it in here, which honestly is really, really simple stuff. But I'll get to that towards the tail end. All right. Remember full screens, we just need to kind of move some of the numbers over, line them up. That was really the only pre-production issue we had yesterday. Okay? All right, let me go through the list of people. That's done. All right. The list of people, then we get the white balancers. Again, let me roll through that list again. White balancers will meet you up here in just a few minutes. It's Brooklyn, Kate S., Robert, Lakeisha, Richard, Ty, Jordan, Kim, and Alana. Now, anyone else who either missed it, just remind me on Monday, or if you need to go over it again, remind me on Monday. Or next Thursday, or next Friday. All right. So we'll do that. Camera two for me. Okay, and there's no off spots there. Okay. So, all right. So let's get in position. Cameras, all I need you to do, it looks like we're already there. Don't move the cameras, just keep it on a white card. White balance, we'll see you right here. 9 o'clock, first show, by the way. See what we can do. All right, guys, real quick. Teardown on the bridge here. Real easy stuff, real simple stuff. But the main thing is I want to make sure I covered it, and it's right here in your sheet here as far as news production, show prep, first show, crew call. You know, it's tear down now. It's right, it's in the verbatim. And last show, tear down as well, too. As I mentioned before, crew calls and show crew calls, pre-production, post-production, really, really important in the industry. That's where you make a good impression, and a lot of times you get calls back. And that's really just showing people who are on time, you can count on, hardworking, professionals, and things like that. So this isn't much, but quite honestly, if everyone does their part, teardown, it takes, honestly, with everything in there and everything in here, teardown will probably take you about 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, when you think about it, it's, you know, how many times have you made a nice dinner and it took you a couple hours to make it, and it takes, you know, 15 minutes to eat it. Same thing here. It takes a little while for the pre-production sometimes. But main thing is with CG, once you're all done, because this is, as it says down here, it's 50 points on the last show. So if you just kind of walk away and just kind of go about doing your thing, then again, that's 50 points on your grade. All you have to do here is just escape out of this thing. Just go under File, exit out, get to the main menu. That's all I'm asking you to do. Main reason is because someone can walk in here with a class after us, and if they're needing to build some graphics for their show, a lot of times they may just erase yours, especially if it's a Thursday, you know, new script, you put new stuff together, and then they just completely erase your stuff, and we can do it all over again the next day. So we don't want that to happen. That's CG. Now, as far as engineer, I teach here. That's CG. Okay, this is the engineer over here. All you need to do here is put this little bad boy to sleep. There's a little output switch over here for each camera control unit. It's in camera mode right now, as you see. We're just going to flip it to bars, bars, and bars. Okay? So again, not a big deal, but like I said, if everyone does their part, we're in pretty good shape, and that will save you 50 points on the overall grade. Camera two, okay? A couple other things here. Really, just here on the switcher, the only thing you need to do, guys, just need your attention real quick. Not asking much, okay? I know attention span sometimes is a little short these days, but I just need you just for a little bit. A little slap the tickle gang back there. Okay, just make sure you stay away from those folks. That's right. No road games. That's the Kernan line. Hockey pool, no road games. Okay. I love that line. But make sure on the switch, your main thing is just pushing the chairs and just take care of people's trash. You know, some people just kind of leave stuff around here, just throw the stuff away and just pushing the chairs. Some of these chairs do sink. The reason why, because this is what happens at the end of shows. But you guys have not done this, but here's what typically people do. So, Timmy, what's going on? How you doing, Brian?
Woo!
This is kind of what people do. Because it's not their stuff. You know what I mean? That's typically the way it works. So, main thing is pushing all the chairs, make sure all the papers are off, and just whatever's here. I mean, honestly, I just throw it out. I don't even look at it. People left it behind, obviously, it wasn't that important to them anyway. Tape operator, just rewind all three tapes and then give them to me. Typically in productions, a lot of times what you may have to do if you're still using files and tapes and stuff like that, a lot of times you do have to rewind them, label them, get them to the right person. Okay. Audio, just go out and help. Really, all you're doing really is just helping out as far as in the studio. Honestly, looking busy. You know, sometimes the main thing is just to look busy sometimes. Prompter, same concept, just like CG, it's a computer, just escape out of it, file escape. Okay. Director, typically I'll talk to you right afterwards, so you have nothing really to do. AD is going to grab the headset here, headset from director, and just wrap it up, put it in the box, actually put it on the table out there. Okay. And all that stuff's listed here, but main thing is for pre-production stuff, I cannot tell you how many times it's a first-time engineer, it's a first-show engineer, and it's like ready to white balance. Okay, let's white balance it up. And they're sitting there all, and I already know, I might as well mark it down. I mean, I've been doing this long enough, it's like, you don't know what you're doing. So why don't we just get someone else to do it, or I can do it, just so we can move on with the show, because we're waiting for you, and that's backing everyone else up. And same thing here, if you're the last engineer, and, you know, your job is, all you have to do is flip three little switches. If you kind of walk away, I'm just going to assume, you know, you don't know what to do, so I'm going to, it's 50 points on that. Because, again, not much to do, but, you know, in a bigger production, you're going to have a little bit more of that post-production stuff to do. I want to make sure you're aware. Don't just walk away and just let everyone else take care of it. All right? So if there's any questions on that stuff, let me know. And as I said, once we get to those graded shows, okay, you're going to know Monday everything you're doing for Thursday and Friday. Okay? So, you know, just take it a little bit at a time. If you know your first engineer, then if you're unsure on the white balancing aspect, you know, that's why we scheduled you all the white balance. And you still have a couple more weeks before graded shows. We have another 2 weeks of non-graded shows. So we have four more full production days of that. So the main thing is just, you know, knowing what you need to do at that particular moment, and then we kind of go from there, all right? As far as shows today, pre-production real well. What I liked a lot, honestly, switchers for the most part, floor directors for the most part, talent for the most part, very patient. A lot of times directors are right on time. There may be a stretch or two in the show where the director was a little late taking the camera, and there was no one really jumping cues. Okay. Switcher was waiting, okay, I know we should be taking PTR, but I'm waiting for the take, okay, that's good. We continue to do that, we're in pretty good shape. So that was really, really good. A couple things, you know, this is good. We had 2-3 minutes to kill. For you know, through call showtime, everything's done, you got 3 minutes to kill. Now keep in mind, that's real life. That's why we have to speed things up, okay? Well, not to mention the other group here, they have a certain crew call, they already know what the crew call is, so I can't, you know, assign them a different crew call when they're not here. But the point of the matter is there's times where you're going to be out there and it's like, man, we got 10 minutes to kill. We're all ready. Chit-chat. Now, it's fine if you chit-chat. I have no problem with that. But one thing I've noticed so far so good is that directors have been pretty good with the time. When you have 3 minutes to kill, that's my little test. And so far so good that, you know, people tend to talk and talk and talk about the weekend and talk about this and talk about that. No big deal. Next thing you know, you just completely forget about that. Time over. I've had that happen before. Directors are talking, 3 minutes, okay, talk, and I'm sitting there looking at the time, like, okay, we should have started the show like 3 seconds ago. And then you got directors talking, and saying, hey, and it's like, whatever. They're looking at the clock, and they're looking at the board, and they're all freaked out, because, yeah, we should have started a minute ago. You got carried off in the conversation here. So very, very good. We're kind of keeping track of time on that one. Camera 2, for some reason, I don't know why you guys want to zoom out all the time, but it's stay. When we zoom in, you got to stay there. You stay there until the director says, camera 2, zoom out. Okay? Now, once in a while, maybe the AD says something. The AD tells you, then I guess you do it. But the point of the matter is you stay there on the 2 shot in case it's at 10% chance. Weather's done. You're supposed to go to 3. 3's not ready. You go to 2. Tight 2 shot. Exactly. So stay there. Yeah.
You blow off of that 4 shot, it's really hard to like not have the lights in it or the bottom holes.
The lights are easy. All you have to do is zoom out. Now, again, holes, let me specify the holes. Preferably, if you can take them, keep them out of there, great. Okay. I'm not going to mark you down if they're in. Okay. They just don't look very nice. Now, where I will mark you down is the top of the set and the lights.
Yep.
So you got to tilt down as you zoom out.
Okay, I got you. But when you're zooming in, when you're trying to fit them in, And if you zoom in too far, they start like, you know, the two guys on the side start like going out of the screen. And then you can't have it so high because of the light. That's why I'm saying it's really hard not to have those holes.
You can actually move the camera back if you need to.
Oh, all right.
Or you can dial the camera back.
Okay.
And keep in mind, if we have a little bit of the other anchors, corner anchors, a little bit cut, not a big deal. We just don't want to cut limbs. And camera two on the zoom in, keep this in mind as well too. There's a couple other little things we'll talk about because honestly, they're little things. They're easy fixable little things. This week was a very good week for you guys. Very nice job. But camera two, when we tell you to zoom in, same thing. Plane, take it off and run one. You zoom in slowly, you tilt up. That's what you're doing. Okay? And if you do happen to come up a little short, just keep it there. Okay? If you happen to zoom in and you're a little bit off center, keep it there, because guess what? You're going to be off the air in 3 seconds. We're about to take the VTR over. So instead of zooming in and you're there, say, okay, I'm a little bit off, let me zoom out. And they're like, no, because then even my dad would notice, hey, listen, there's a problem here. Yo, RJ, whoa, holy cow, man, holy. What are you listening to, man? No, honestly, I like that kind of music. That's good stuff. See, cell phones, the cell phone happens to go off. It's cool. It happens, okay? None of that stuff. All right. All right, good deal. Let me get you guys out of here. Start our weekend. We all have some tailgates to get you somewhere.